Falling temperatures and cold weather are making life difficult for these Afghan refugees. They are living at a camp near Haripur city in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, northwest of Pakistan. Currently, 1.3 million Afghans are living in Pakistan as refugees. Many of them have been living away from their homeland for years now, using limited resources of water and food at the makeshift camps. But this is not the whole story. The Afghan refugees may have to return to their home country anytime in the future because of Pakistan's decision to repatriate them. This is an issue that many of these Afghans do not welcome.
I was born at this camp and grew up here with an identity of an Afghan refugee. I don't even know what Afghanistan is like. All I know is that my parents came here because there was war. Today the situation there is no different. Still, the Pakistani government wants us to go back to our war-torn country. How can we go back having fear of falling prey to a terror attack?
Pakistan's government has started registering Afghan refugees, providing them with a refugee card. It says that it has slowed down the repatriation process as a show of good gesture.
Pakistan has been very much slow in recognizing that they do not suffer, that we do not push them over, that they have some sort of livelihood in Afghanistan. So painstakingly, the process has been delayed again and again so that all the stakeholders, including the Afghan government, are ready to take them back.
The latest UN data admits that Pakistan has slowed down the repatriation of Afghan refugees. The data was included in a report by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which was released in mid this month. It says that almost 370,000 Afghans were repatriated in 2016, while only 50,000 have been sent back so far this year. The UN report at the same time has stressed the need to implement policies for the voluntary repatriation of Afghan refugees. Pakistan has emphasized the need for early repatriation of all Afghan refugees. But increased terror attacks in Afghanistan and tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan over cross-border attacks has spread fear among the refugees, leaving them pessimistic on the prospect of returning to their homeland. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Islamabad.